The Licken County Sheriff's Office is taking part in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Kroger in Pataskala. Deputies say unused medications can pose a safety risk if left in the home. The drop-off process is quick, easy, and completely anonymous. An employee was injured Thursday after a vehicle crash in a Giacomo's restaurant in Zanesville. Officials say they are working with structural experts to assess the damage and ensure the building's safe. Both Giacomo's and Adornetto's remain closed following the incident. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has announced a second round of funding through the Shine a Light on Dumpers initiative. The program makes another $1 million available to help communities clean up illegal dump sites and prevent future dumping. Local governments can apply for up to $100,000 for cleanup and $20,000 for prevention. Applications are open through July 31st. I'm Eric Brown reporting.